I know what you need. Trust me.
Assemble Wild Weasel Assault Weapon System.
Computer, beam Wild Weasel to Jake.
Sky Knight Air and Cruiser Sea Weapon Systems.
Beaming. I'm tracking them, computer. But where are they going? Good grief. Dark Terror is going to ignite the particles. If he succeeds, he'll create a firestorm in the heavens that will raise Earth's temperature to a catastrophic level, destroying all life on the planet. The Van Allen belt is on fire, causing magnetic storms. May not be able to beam.
Assembling.
Cross your fingers, Lucy. Computer, beam tidal blast. Something's gone wrong. I hope Max has sense enough to stay close to the tracking beacon.
Your hunch was right, Max. And the computers pinpointed the one place where the ray would have to be activated. The mountains of Tibet.
I don't like it, Lucy. The guys aren't responding to my signals. I hope I got enough of Max's transmission to set the coordinates. Switching from Sky Knight to Orbital Interceptor. Now. Lucy, I think he's done it.
Looks like they've got trouble down under, Lucy. Skyball calling Ace McCloud. The entire South Pacific power grid, and very quickly, I might add. It's Dark Terror again, Ace.
Sky Knight assault vehicle. So much for Ace. Now, the Wild Weasel for Jake. And Tidal Blast for Max. Stand by for beam down.
Copy, Ace. Go ahead. Skyball is on the way.
Sorry to interrupt lunch, but Terror's up to something. Two attacks in one day. Something's going on.
Our satellite cameras took these pictures. All communication channels are down. And with the force field activated, we can't beam inside.
Right here, Max. You two okay?
Copy, guys. Good luck.
Beaming down Cruiser and Sky Knight.
Copy, Max. Coming up.
Look on the bright side. You captured Mako, saved the C-Lab, and our assault systems are back in production.
Isn't it incredible, Lucy? That comet has traveled billions of miles through space to reach our galaxy. Lucy, sometimes I think you have about as much romance in your soul as the computer. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you, computer. I'll remember that. How close are the Centurions to the comet? Now maybe we'll discover what's behind those mysterious space signals.
Way ahead of you, Max.
We're deep scanning the comet through your probes. And there is definitely something inside, or should I say nothing. The interior of the comet appears to be a gigantic artificial sphere. Orbital interceptor ready to beam. Commencing beam down. Sky Vault is starting to pass behind the sun, so I can't beam you here. It'll have to be inside the comet. Beam down now. Okay, recap. What do we know so far? No one could have predicted what happened. I'm only glad they're safe. You will, when we're out of the sun's shadow and I can recontact the Centurions. You're coming in just fine, Max. Ready to come home? Dr. Kent is particularly anxious to see what you've found. Max, use the fire extinguishers. If it thrives on energy, maybe it doesn't like cold. Of course, the freeze ray blasters. It's working! The creature seems to thrive on energy. I did. I turned off the generators before Kitty could deplete them. Which means we have to guard the beaming pod, so he can't get off. It's no use. That thing has taken control of the computer. I can't even establish vocal recognition. The thing is piloting us on a direct course to Earth. There's one chance. The auxiliary controls can still operate the beaming pod. Ace, it's up to you to turn the rockets off from outside. You first, Flyboy. I'm combining Skybolt and Orbital Interceptor. And here comes Skybolt Orbital Interceptor. He did it! Now let's bring him home. I think this should fit. I'm afraid your comet is leaving the solar system.
Be more precise, computer.
ready to beam. Sky Knight, ready for Ace, and Fire Force, ready for Jake. Start beaming. Affirmative. Consider it sent. Computer, beam Wild Weasel to Jake and Sky Knight to Ace. Beam Max and recall Sky Knight. And I need his exact coordinates. The first animals to have any impact on Earth were the reptiles known as dinosaurs. Dinosaurs disappeared from the planet about 65 million years ago. They dominated their world. They ruled for over 150 million years. That's a long time when you think that the earliest humans have been here less than 2 million years. The largest dinosaurs were as tall as a 10-story building, while the littlest one was the size of a turkey. Today in natural history museums, scientists have reconstructed dinosaurs from bones buried in the ground, giving us new and exciting insights into these strange creatures. This is Sky Vault. You're coming in fine. What's up? I don't get it. The computer gave us no indication of a storm in your area.
Sorry to mess up your computations, but I need a detour. It looks nasty.
Okay, turn south by west. There's a ravine. The storm will miss you. There's trouble. I'll meet you in exactly 20 minutes. The computer has already sent the destination coordinates to Centurion headquarters. Don't worry, Lucy. The computer has everything under control. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like the desert for home. Is Shadow hurt? I know. But this is the last place the caravan was before it vanished. That's what you're here to find out. Expecting us. Max! Those dummy strafers are playing for real! I suggested General Amid give me a tour of the power station in the moonlight. But why? It's incredible. All that energy. I wonder what Doc Terror would do to get control of it. When will the station be operational, General?
Very soon, we hope.
I'd like to see your control center.
I am sorry, but you must excuse me for a moment.
Just enough time to see what's really going on here. Interesting. According to this, power output is at a maximum now. But where is it going?
Where, I am afraid, lovely lady. You are about to find out.
Another time, perhaps? I hate to be a gatecrasher, but... This is Crystal. I need support. Do your worst. But you won't beat the Centurions with these little pets of General Amid's. I'm fine now that you're here. Max, look out! The laser blast is starting a cave-in! It's back! Max, it'll bury Jake and Ace if we don't do something. And with the geothermal power going where it belongs, soon your desert will be a garden.